Hi, I'm Catherine McQuaid. Thanks for joining us on And This One's Introduced By. I'm with Dr. Gonzo on Wednesday night at 11 on Community Radio 3CR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and This One's Introduced By is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and This One's Introduced By... Back in May, Catherine McQuaid joined Dr. Gonzo on And This One's Introduced By on 3CR to play through the tracks from her album Kiss Him Goodbye. She's back again, this time with her third solo record, The Corruption of Memory. Catherine is also launching the album live at Kindred Ballroom on Sunday the 28th of September with her sumptuous band The Perfect Storm and a cast of special guests for a laid-back lounge-style afternoon. Falling the day after the grand final, it's the perfect chance to ease into Sunday with some beautiful music. Joining her on the bill are Jack Howard, Elise Platt, and Nikki Del Rey with their new trio, The Faraway Three, their first outing in the Inner West. Catherine McQuaid joins Dr. Gonzo to present her album, The Corruption of Memory, on And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio 3CR.
Well, it's Catherine McQuaid here, or Catherine McQuaid as I'm trying to be a grown-up these days. My history in the music industry, it's... goes back way longer than I'd like to admit to. Back in the late 70s, early 80s, no, I'd say early 80s, I joined a post-punk group called The Ears in Melbourne. The Ears had a lead singer, Sam Sajewka, who's still performing around the Melbourne circuit. And we did a couple of singles and then it all kind of, that all went south. I think they went on to become Bear Garden and I moved over to join Deck Chairs Overboard and moved to Sydney for much longer than I ever intended. So I played with them for a few years and then when I left that, I walked away from the music industry for a couple of decades at least and finally clawed my way back into music when I picked up the bass and got instructed on Cuban salsa music. I learned a bit of jazz theory as well. I just wanted to skill myself up before I came back into the world of music because none of us back in the day had any knowledge of theory or so we were always trapped in tight confines of chord structures and things that we didn't know anything much. I just used our ears and that was fine for the day. In my imagination, I had more subtle arrangements and I just wanted to know how to modulate into a new key center for chords. I wanted to know how to put surprises into songs. So, yeah, so then I started playing bass again with a number of Cuban salsa groups and then found myself moving back down to Melbourne. So this is my third solo album and it's called The Corruption of Memory. I guess there have been a few themes that have run through my life with the passing of my mother and just people around me getting older and all of us getting older and I've been reflecting on a lot of the issues that arrive as people move along on that conveyor belt that we're all on. I know it sounds dark, doesn't it? The first track is called Here Lies Your Grace. And this one features a beautiful, I think it's trumpet, although it might be flugelhorn. I'm trying to remember. Jack Howard, of course, who's such a beautiful player. It's just his intonation's perfect, and his sense of melody is just wonderful. He likes melody the same way I do. So yeah, I had some backing vocals from the wonderful Claire Moore as well. So they're the two guests on this track. We've got Michael Davis playing some drums, I think, and looking at it, I think that's it for the guests. Yeah, the song is really a reflection on, as I just mentioned, my mother was getting towards the end of her life, and I could see that a lot of the memories of things that had been unresolved were resurfacing. They were becoming more vivid as she approached the end of her life, and it really made me think about basically sort your shit out, because if you don't, it's waiting for you. When you get to the end, it's going to be there greeting you and in luminous colour. And so that's the idea of this song.
Here lies your grief. lies the end of days. Here lies relief. Here lies your innocence. Here lies your faith. Here lies the end of days. Here lies your grace.
Now, the next track, which is going to be the first, I use inverted commas or parenthesis, single, is called Pyrrhic Victory. Now, a lot of people know what that means, but some people don't. So it's when you win, but in the process of winning, you lose everything. It's I think it's Pyrrhus, I think was a Greek warlord or something, battling with Carthage. The idea that if you might win the battle, but you've destroyed everything in the process of doing the battle, and there's nothing to be gained by winning. So I guess the lyrics of the song will make it pretty self-explanatory. It's someone who's locked themselves away, hiding where life feels safe, but in reality, by not taking the chance, not risking making connection with other human beings, it feels like they've won, but in fact they've really lost. They haven't been prepared to take that chance, and they end up much worse off for it.
There's a secret place you hold inside, hidden in the dark, where the child within you can reside, safe aboard your ark, hidden from the world. There's a warm embrace you never share, always on your own. Where the slings and arrows never fly, never cut you to the bone. Running from the world. Pyrrhic victory soothes your troubled soul. Pyrrhic victory is a half as good as oblivion, the doubt, banishing the tears. There's no room for stowaways you've been carrying for years. Hidden from the world. When the winds they blow and storms they rage, shaking at your core, urging you to turn another page, but you're running evermore. Running from the world. Pyrrhic victory.
back in the day when I was about 14 years old, a band came on the television in the early 70s called Skyhooks. And they actually inspired me to play guitar. I wanted to learn how to play like them. And so initially I picked up a lead guitar and I wanted to play lead, but I just kept playing the bass lines. And so I always thought Ego is Not a Dirty Word is a great song, but I wanted to give it my own take. So this is honouring those guys. Consequence. Well, it's a pretty straightforward romantic song. I don't do a lot of them. Most of my songs are pretty dark romance if they're going to touch on in that territory. But this is, again, I've got a bit of a love for bossa nova and those gentle Latin beats, so it's got that kind of a flavour. And I found a beautiful accordion player to join me, Damiano Della Torre. And so we've got a beautiful accordion solo in the middle of it. Facade. Well, this is probably about as close to a pop song as I've got on the album. So it's pretty a little bit more upbeat than a lot of my more melancholic stuff. And it's the main feature on this is a beautiful flute solo by Sally Ford. A lot of people might know Sally Ford because she's the front person for the Idiomatics, and she's had so many great bands around Melbourne over the years. I was lucky enough to play with her and Patrick and Michael Javier in Dr. Hernandez for a number of years until COVID took us out, and then they decided to become a trio. But, you know, I've got so much respect for all of them, and I'm just very grateful to have her talent as a contribution to this track and in general. Listening to Catherine McQuaid here on 3CR. I'm sharing a few tracks from my new album, The Corruption of Memory. Track 6 is called Marseille, and it's a reflection of the idea of how memory works. I realised that the town of Marseille, which is such an interesting town, it's a port town and it's been invaded consistently throughout its history. Every time it's invaded, the new invaders change it, stamp their own personality on the city. And so the city is never permanent. It's always in flux. And I saw that as a great metaphor for how memory works. I was reading or listening to a podcast probably about how when we retrieve old memories, if we retell them while we have them in our consciousness, they get buried down again in the new rewritten version. And the new rewritten version feels like the real story. And so we have this illusion that memory is permanent and absolutely infallible, but it's not. So Marseille is about that. And it features a couple of beautiful players, including my daughter, whose name I'm not allowed to put on radio, I think. And the wonderful Leo Dale, who plays the soprano sax. My daughter plays the cello. So it's a very pretty song, and I'm pretty happy with this one.
Footprints and I. Hi, I'm Catherine McQuaid. You're listening to, and this one's introduced by, with Dr. Gonzo every Wednesday night at 11 on Community Radio 3CR.
Hold Me is a kind of blues with a, I wanted to do a blues that had a soft Julie London kind of take with a little bit of grunt. We've got a great guitar solo from Jen Hawley, who's a local musician who plays around town a lot. She plays with a lot of hot jazz, but in this case she just bedded this down, and it's really tasty. It's not overplayed. I'm not into overplaying guitar solos. I'm really not into overplayed guitar solos, actually. Yeah, so I've got backing vocals too, again with Sally Ford, and also a well-known Sydney fellow, Pat Powell.
The ocean touching me deeply, leaving no mark. Hold me just like a cool breeze rolling across me, lighting.
So track 8 is called Great Dividing Range. I initially came up with the title when I was watching the beginnings of one of the hideous war zones that's going on, and realizing that people can be pretty similar, but once they start seeing only the differences, the gulf that erupts between them just gets bigger and bigger. For some reason, the great dividing range seemed like a good way of describing what goes down. I'm not really political by nature. That's about as close as I get. Now, I have a beautiful friend, Lindley Hindmarsh, who's a pianist and guitarist and occasional upright bass player in Sydney, who I've worked with on and off. We used to have a small jazz band together when I was still living up there, but we try and work together when we can. So we have both been great lovers of bossa nova, and Lindley wrote this song. I said, let's see if we can turn it into... She just wrote it as a little piece on a guitar, sung in Brazilian Portuguese. And I said, it's such a cute song. Let's see if I can record it for you. So I took my little laptop, my mobile recorder, one microphone, and somehow, piece by piece, built a song out of it. And I think it sounds pretty good.
Brasileira, uma linda mulher, alta e bronzeada. cabello escuro e rostro sereno. Io tenho segredo, io quero da Brasília desde criança, desde eu aprendi música, o ritmo concerto e perto. Aí está um samba que cria confiança. O ritmo concerto. Por que não posso ter isso? Por que não posso ter isso?
So the final track is another of my dedications to the bossa nova tradition, and this is a cover version of a pretty well-known song, Aguaji Beber. Again, I did it with my friend Lindley. This time she was playing piano. I just got some recordings of her running through to a click track and then brought it home, and with the assistance of Michael Davis playing drums along to my click track, we again cobbled together this track, and I'm pretty happy as well with this, how this one came up.
Salvar meu coração. coração.
So you've been listening to a preview of my new album, The Corruption of Memory. It's Catherine McQuaid here, and the album will be available on Bandcamp under Catherine McQuaid or via my website, which is catherinemcquaid.com. I'm hoping I'll see some of you at my launch gig at Kindred Studios on Sunday, the 28th of September. It's an afternoon show, and we are going to be joined by the wonderful Jack Howard, who has a new trio with Alice Platt and Nikki Del Rey. So it's going to be a lovely afternoon starting around 2 p.m. Hope we see some of you there. And thank you to Dr. Gonzo.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time.
Hi, I'm Catherine McQuaid. Please support Community Radio 3CR and find out more at 3cr.org.au.
Thank you, Catherine McQuaid, for introducing the songs from the new album, The Corruption of Memory, by Catherine McQuaid. Here's a few tracks to keep us in the mood. Sally Ford is a friend and collaborator of Catherine, and Sally has released a new album, Every Happiness, with her band The Idiomatics. We'll hear the track Love Letter. Jack Howard is supporting Catherine at her album launch at the Kindred Ballroom on Sunday the 28th of September with his new trio, The Far Away Three, who are Elise Platt, Nikki Del Rey, and naturally Jack Howard. A classic track in the bossa nova idiom is Girl from Ipanema, Stan Getz, Astrid and Gilberto, with a single from 1964, The Girl from Ipanema. Thanks for listening. I hope you join me, Dr. Gonzo, next time here on 3CR. And here's a beautiful track from Catherine's first album, Sweet Sorrow, from her album Perfect Storm.
My heart is on.
Yeah. a love letter. My own sweet billet doux. I'll read it on the other side of midnight. Fingers crossed, the words I see ring true. Will it say you are my darling? That you'll forgive me for everything I do? Who will write me a love letter? I hope it will be you. Show my age, words written on a page are now considered so last century. I try not to overthink, it just takes me to the brink and leaves me searching endlessly. Will it say you are my darling, that you forgive me for everything I do? Shining through. Who will write me this love letter? My own sweet billet doux. I guess I'll be the one to write my love letter. I know it won't be you.
Know it won't be you.
coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem e que passa, num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema. É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? Ah, beleza que existe. A beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
She just doesn't see.